This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This will be a short podcast, but I wanted to point out to you a couple of bizarre contradictions found in liberal thinking. And you know, liberalism, Michael Savage defines it as a mental disorder, but others have defined it as the ability to hold two contradictory ideas in your head at the same time and somehow believe them both. And that's a pretty insightful definition, and these examples I'll give you here today demonstrate that. So the first example is, you notice how the left calls for diversity, which means things are different, but at the same time they call for equality, which means things are the same. Now, how can you have diversity and equality at the same time? You can't. They're contradictory ideas. Now, which shows you that the left actually doesn't believe in diversity or equality, it turns out. By diversity, what they really mean is conformity. They mean that everybody must think the same, everybody must speak the same, use the same words, but they should all be people of different skin colors. That's it. Like, they have to be biological human robots and automatons, human puppets that regurgitate exactly all the same talking points that they've heard online from CNN, let's say, the fake news champions, but that the people have to be, Asian people and Hispanic people and black people, but if there's too many white people, then that's not diversity. No, that's evil. So diversity can't include white people. In fact, I think it's Harvard is having, in their school gym now, they're having inclusiveness days, which is 2 days a week where men are not allowed. So that's the left's definition of inclusiveness, is to exclude men from the gym. It's like, what are they going to have, like non-white days next? Non-hetero days? Are they going to have like gay day there in the gym? In the realm of inclusiveness, they have to exclude all the groups they don't like. So, all right, the second example here is that you notice how the left, they're all about gun control, which really means, let's be honest, taking away guns from citizens and putting guns into the hands of the government, which would mean police and federal agents and so on. So gun control is, just to repeat, it's about giving the government a monopoly on the guns and taking away guns from private citizens. And yet, these same left-wing people who are arguing for this, they also say that the police are dangerous when they have guns because they shoot black people, right? This is what, you hear this all the time. You know, they say, well, the police are dangerous, the police are racist, and the police are using guns to shoot innocent black people, and that's dangerous, and we shouldn't have police, we shouldn't give them more power. But then they turn around and say, well, except when it comes to gun control, in which case the police should have all the guns. And you know, reasonable people like you and me, we ask the question, well, what do you mean you can't have it both ways? It's either one or the other. What are you saying here? What are you saying? What do you mean? But you see, to be a leftist, you don't have to be logical. You don't have to be able to exercise reason. You don't have to think critically. All you have to do is be obedient. You just have to conform to whatever you're being told. Conform to the dumbed down masses of YouTube and Twitter and, you know, Google and Facebook and CNN, mainstream media, Snapchat, all these things. All you have to do is conform. That's the only thing that's really required of you to be a liberal. And in fact, thinking for yourself is strongly discouraged. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to question anything that you are told. That would be bad. That would be, you know, going against the liberal creed. They don't want you to question anything. And especially, they don't want you to question the contradictions in liberalism. Well, for example, here's another contradiction. I'll give you a third one. Bonus round. Okay? Liberals say they love children and that they want to protect the children. They want to ban guns to protect children. Well, except for the fact that they say it's okay to murder children if they're young enough. It's called abortion or post-birth abortion. There are actually Many leftists who argue that parents should be able to abort their babies long after they're born, up to 5 years of age. This is called post-birth abortion. And again, it's promoted by the same leftists that say, well, they're the ones protecting the children. Well, not really, not when you're advocating the murder of children, but they don't call it murder, you see. They call it post-birth abortion, and they argue that, well, new parents don't really know what to expect, and in the same way that they should be able to change their minds in the second term of gestation, or even the third term, that they should also be able to change their minds, we're told, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years after birth. Because maybe they, you know, it's hard to even describe this because it's so filled with lunacy. But this is the way leftists think. They argue that children, they say, are not even conscious until they're beyond a certain age. I don't know, maybe that's 5 or whatever, but they don't think that children are conscious beings. And I would say it's more like left-wing adults who are not conscious. They're the ones who seem to have no ability to think. You know what I mean? But I don't want to abort anybody. So how can you be pro-children if you're also arguing for the abortion murders of children and partial birth abortions and late-term abortions and so on? In any case, that's just a third example. The summary here is that to be a liberal and to believe in the liberal narratives, you have to abandon logic and reason, and you have to hold blatantly contradictory ideas in your head at the same time while somehow believing them both. You have to believe in diversity and equality at the same time, even though they are contradictory. You have to believe the police are bad, except when it comes to gun control, in which case they should have a monopoly on all the firepower, which doesn't make any sense. You know, you have to believe that you're saving children, except when you're killing them. You know, that's to be a liberal, that's what you have to believe. And there are many, many more examples of, you know, probably over 100 poignant examples that I could mention as well. But this is liberalism for you. This is why liberals are so dangerous. You know, they want to argue, too, that there are no morals or ethics or values that matter. They don't want to say that there should be any objective standard for behavior. They want to say everything is subjective, everything is relative, that there are no actual standards, no morals, no ethics, nothing, except the state. They want to say the state is your God, the state is what tells you what to believe, how to act, what to think. The state is your savior. That's what the left wants you to believe, and of course that's a contradiction at many levels as well, because it's the state that of course has murdered more people throughout human history than any other institution in the history of our civilization. Governments have murdered more people, 260 plus million people over the last century and a half or so, something in that range. So these are just some things for you to think about. I encourage you to think critically about all these issues. And I encourage you to reject the lunacy of liberalism at every opportunity, because it is a dangerous philosophy. It's a philosophy rooted in contradiction. And it's a philosophy that ultimately leads to murder, genocide, gulags. You know, when you look at the extension of liberalism, if it goes too far, what do you get? You get North Korea, you get Venezuela, you get communist China, which are all totalitarian police state regimes where there is massive human suffering. And that is what liberalism brings you. So don't allow liberalism to infect your mind. Don't allow liberals to gain power over you. Vote against them at every opportunity. I thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My website's naturalnews.com. My podcast is at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.